Kiss 95.1.
Man, look at us. And not only are we back live, we're a minute early.
Watch out, world.
Boom.
Good to see everybody. Welcome back from vacation. Good to see you, the lovely person who's an MRL show family member.
Yeah, we have cameras in your car.
the MRL show family member who mostly complained that we were gone for 2 weeks.
We apologize.
Do we?
No, we missed you guys. We just needed a little break.
Of course. So I played tennis with Walter, our big boss's wife and son, the other day.
How did that go? Did you have to let him win?
No, he's good. Jack's good. Jack's a good tennis player. So is Walter's wife.
Your wife constantly just beats the crap out of him.
No, he actually beat me. He's good. But he had to get ready for a tournament this weekend, so he played last week.
That's cool.
And so Walter's wife was saying that, you know, she's like, I was talking to my sister on my way here, and my sister, I said I'm going to hit tennis balls with Maney, and she's like, at 9 a.m., isn't he on the air? And she's like, hey, they deserve vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We need him. The show is like nonstop from like January to now. And then we need that 2 weeks, and then we're nonstop until December. So we're just, you know.
Don't everybody freak out, but August doesn't look good either for the live radio schedule.
It's only a couple days.
No, it is. Yeah. It is. And then, who knows? I mean, I'll be out a couple days of paternity leave. Boy, I've got to go to Philadelphia.
You don't even want to know my July schedule. I think I'm doing like 4 shows in July.
Yeah, enjoy them now. Yeah. Don't blink.
Yeah.
But we got so much going on. We have so many stories to share with you guys. Just so much fun things. So many fun things to talk about. We've only been together for like the last 30 minutes, so we're going to learn a lot about our vacations, you know, live together.
Right.
Also, Charlie Puth, we've got an ultimate concert experience for you this morning at 7:20. So this is awesome. He's coming to the Spectrum Center, and we've got your shot to win tickets, win your way into the Spectrum Center to see Charlie Puth. And then one person who wins this week is going to get the ultimate sound check experience.
Yes, which includes you getting up close and personal where you could take photos of him in the press area. So you ever like seen a concert and you're like, man, whoever's taking the photos at the concerts, like official like press photos, they got really good seats. Yeah. Well, you're going to be able to get there and take those photos.
So it's all up in Charlie Puth's grill.
All up in his grill.
Good. Yeah. So that's happening at 7:20 this morning. Got War of the Roses for you at 7:50 this morning. So much is happening on Amazon Prime Day. Happy Prime Day, everybody.
Can't wait. You know, last year, is it the same? What do you mean?
Isn't everything pretty much like if we want anything, we find it on Prime prices.
But I'm confused to what Amazon Prime Day is. Is it like where everybody gets Prime today?
It's like Black Friday, but in July. It's everything's discounted a lot more than what you would normally find on Amazon Prime.
Because if we want anything, I feel like we find it on Prime.
Right. So you take what you normally find on Prime, and there's going to be discounts.
Beautiful. And that starts at 12 noon Pacific.
Or 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. But I can't wait, because last year it sucked, and so I'm a little interested to see if they pick it up this year. Because they knew it was bad last year.
I feel like they don't have to. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have to make it fantastic. Everybody uses Amazon.
Mm.
So it's...
Right.
They already have a monopoly.
You're already there. Didn't Toys R Us say the same thing?
Yeah, look where they are now. Yeah.
Then we got the monopoly on toys. What do we need to do?
Yeah.
Hey, let's get a Monday morning song in. Since we're just back from vacation, let's all jump back on vacation. And we are so happy to be here. We're going to come back, and we're going to tell you guys how you can find your beach. It's all coming up on the MRL show. Here we go on a Monday.
With me, we could take a trip to the hood. It's no problem, girl. It's my city. I could take you there. Kid with guns, only 15, roaming the streets up to no good. When gunshot just bust, just one quickly, I could show you where.
Show you where.
As long as you're with me, baby, you'll be alright. I'm lonely.
Shorty, I could take you there. No worries, I know the bottom of them where I stay. Bullets fly past you in a hurry, this is no gunplay. Don't be scared, I know the West Indies is Jamaica, that's where I'm from. Might see something that you're not used to, welcome to the slums. As long as you're with me, baby, you'll be alright.
There you go, brother.
I'm alone in the ghetto, girl, just stay by my side. Oh, we can leave the slums, go to paradise.
I just, like, picture Roy's vacation to the Dominican Republic, like, with this music.
Oh, man.
Like a slideshow. And here's me and Sterling on jet skis.
And let me tell you, I have, like, now, you should see my Spotify. It's, like, all these Dominican Republic songs that I found that I love.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, oh, man, they got so much good music down there.
Yeah, huh?
So much good music.
You know, Sean Kingston, I think he had a, unfortunately, had a wreck on a jet ski.
I think it was a boat, wasn't it? No?
I thought it was a jet ski, and I thought, and this is, I might be wrong, but I thought, like, he thought there was brakes on the jet ski, and he ended up crashing it, like, in the police report.
Yeah, though, there's no brakes on the jet ski. It's not asphalt.
No, there's no brakes. Speaking of the jet ski, did you guys see the Jay-Z meme that was going around?
Oh, so funny, where he looks like he's not having fun on a jet ski.
And he's got a full helmet on. Yeah. And then people were taking him and putting him on different things, like the Little Rascal scooter.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
On a bike.
Well, I had kind of a similar incident. I was on a, so it's not a four-wheeler. What is the thing that's not a four-wheeler, but it's kind of like a golf cart, but it's all-terrain?
Yeah, like a dune buggy or something.
Kind of like a dune buggy.
Like a gator kind of thing?
Kind of like a gator. Okay. That's it. But they made us, like, wear bandanas and helmets.
That's what I was going to ask you, if you what you guys were doing with the bandanas on.
Yeah, for the dust.
For the dust that kicks up, right. But it looked like we were all, like, in a gang or something, man. We were, like, strolling through the Dominican Republic.
There it is.
Roy's like,
I look so angry in a bandana. Like, you cannot do anything good in a bandana. You look like you have to no good, even when you're on a dune buggy in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, that's awesome. Roy's guide's like, hey, listen, I need you all to put these bandanas on. Carry these guns. You never know when wild animals are going to come out. We got to make a quick stop at this bank, though. Will you all come in with me?
Yeah. Oh, and you, sir, you have a blue bandana. Can't wear blue. Not good around these parts.
Oh, my gosh.
How was it? How was your trip? First of all, you were in the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
A lot of the MRL Show family members thought you were in Mexico. Did you tag Mexico in a picture by accident, or?
I don't know what it did, because I was in Punta Cana, but my location never said I was in Punta Cana, so it could have said I was in Mexico. I don't know.
Maybe there's another location in Mexico that's similar?
Roy got really bad sunburn, so we posted on our MRL Show Instagram, you know, guess which family member got sunburn, and more than one person was like, Roy, he's in Mexico.
Yeah, no, I'm not in Mexico. I'm on the other side of Haiti.
Yeah.
I was on the other side of Haiti, which that was an interesting time because Haiti was in turmoil.
Haiti's always in turmoil.
Yeah, it was very, there's like sad fire and protest over there.
But you did get bad sunburn, and I'm very disappointed, Roy. If there's one thing we preach on the show, it is definitely to wear your sunblock. Mm. What
Buddy,
happened?
I did. I wore my, so I never take my shirt off. Never do. I always swim with the shirt on. So we were at this the first day there. Well, the first day we were there, I decided to take my shirt off because, one, there was a lot of people that had worse bodies than me, so I felt a little bit more confident. I felt a little more confident.
Okay.
And two,
good for you.
And I didn't know anyone. I didn't know anyone. Yeah. So I put sunscreen on, and I get in. I was maybe at the pool for like 4 hours. I put sunscreen on three times.
30 SPF?
I don't know what SPF was. It was a good one. I don't know.
It does any. I mean, anything over 50 is 50 anyway.
Sure, I know, but I mean, it could have been 15.
It could have been 30. I think it was 30.
Okay,
but I did it three times, and my pale butt didn't do. Again, it still went through that sunblock.
The sun is very different closer to the equator than it is here in Charlotte.
But like, you should see my back because it also looks like someone did graffiti.
Is it still there?
I don't know. I'd have to go check.
I want
to
see.
But yeah, you could tell. You show it to us.
I can. I'll try to. I'll go in the bathroom in a minute. But like, you could tell where we sprayed it, and like on the top side's red, the bottom side's red.
I felt bad for Roy because we're like texting during vacation. He's like, I got so fried.
It's bad.
I'm like, like, don't feel bad, buddy. I burnt my butt.
You look tan as can be.
Yeah.
Oh, did you self-tan or is that real tan?
No, this is like real tan.
I didn't know.
She stayed in the hotel in Italy a lot and then just went to the tanning salon when she got home.
Dude, I'm so jealous because like I wanted to be really tan, but ever since Monday, I hid from the sun and Dominican Republic doesn't have the greatest medical, so I couldn't really go and get this thing treated real well. I had like blisters.
Dude.
All over my skin. Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah,
like,
it's bad.
I have to go see a doctor. It might be today or tomorrow to follow up, but like, from what I hear, like, I'm going to have scars. It's really bad.
How long really did you stay out for?
Monday was only 4 hours.
Okay, so at no point Sterling looked at you and said, hey, buddy, you're getting red.
So towards the very end, this is so typical of Sterling, too. At the very end, some guy comes up and tells me, hey, you might want to put a shirt on. You're looking red. Sterling takes that as that he didn't like the fact that I was wearing a shirt off because I'm a bigger guy and is immediately ready to like pounce on the guy. Like he's like, you know,
so quit body shaming.
Right. Yeah. So quit body shaming. He doesn't need to wear a shirt. He's a beautiful man. Meanwhile, the guy's like, no, he's so red. He needs to wear that.
Hey, buddy, I don't know you, but I have two steaks. Can you lay down so I can put my steaks on your back and cook them?
Yeah, pretty much. Sterling's like, don't body shame him. He doesn't. He likes to eat more than steaks, you know.
Hot to the touch, though.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah,
it was
poor thing. All right, let's get an update from Loren, how her vacation went. Later on this hour, I got to tell you, I ended up on a date without Amanda.
Ooh.
So strange.
Sounds
And we're going to tell you how you can find your beach, thanks to our friends at Corona. Coming up on a brand new episode of the MRL Show. Happy to be back live here on Kiss 95.1. Yes, it is summer here on a brand new episode of the MRL Morning Show, live back from vacation. Loren was in Italy. Roy did Punta Cana. No, wait, where were you?
I was in Punta Cana.
Punta Cana. And I did Chicago. Hey!
What?
Who is it?
We got a special guest. I was thinking about you, buddy.
Hey, look who it is.
Yay.
This is a rare sighting. Everyone take a photo. Sasquatch just walked in the door.
I was legit thinking about you when I was driving the other day. I was like, gosh, I got to reach out to Pete.
Yeah?
I haven't seen you in months.
So did you?
Well, hey. I just got back from vacation 3 hours ago.
Ask him where he went on vacation.
Wax off.
Well, I've been following on social media, and I did enjoy a little bit of your vacation. Where was the whole thing?
Chicago and then Waxaw.
Every time.
Yeah.
Now Waxaw.
These two. I mean, look at Lorraine. Look at that glow she's got.
I know.
That Italy
That's
glow.
Italy, yeah. Dominican Republic sunburn.
Sunburn.
I'm tan.
Yeah.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
What are you doing?
I'll be working with you this morning.
Oh, yeah. Are you doing traffic?
Checking the streets, and we'll be checking traffic for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be talking to you all morning.
Awesome. Good. Good.
Yeah.
We got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, do we?
Yeah.
We do. Oh. We haven't seen you in so long, man.
You haven't seen me, but I've been following all of you on the Insta and the Facebook and all the kids' social media.
Sure.
We want to know what's going on in the world of Yankee Pete.
This is it.
Did you just hear my stomach?
I did hear your stomach.
I just told Roy I was lightheaded during commercial.
Because you probably starved yourself for that vacation of yours.
I thought that was an accident out front. We would have to report on traffic.
That's it. All right, good. Yankee Pete doing traffic this morning. So he'll be with us all morning long. Love that. All week long.
Totally. Yeah.
Wow.
You will be so sick of me by the end of the week.
No.
You probably don't even know how to wake up this early anymore.
It was kind of rough.
Yeah.
A lot of practice.
Good. All right. Well, we'll check. Come back and visit.
Okay.
We'll check in with you in a little bit. All right. Loren, are you ready to do the dirty?
Yeah, I can.
I feel like a thousand things happened since we've been gone.
They really did. And something actually happened in Italy that I swear I was not responsible for.
Oh,
and it has
gosh.
To do with an A-list celebrity.
All right. Here we go.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, again, I'm not responsible for this, but George Clooney is recovering from a scooter accident that happened in Italy. He was doing 60 miles an hour, and he was hit by a car.
Was it anywhere near where you were?
No, but he is back in Rome now and walking on his own, which is good news because he's filming Catch 22 for a new Hulu series. So he is recovering, walking on his own, but it was a pretty gnarly accident.
Wow.
Yeah. The Rock says...
Nothing happened to his face, right?
No.
It's still
no,
pretty,
no,
right?
All right, okay, no. Okay.
He was limping for a few days, but walking on his own.
Okay.
And back to work. So we know that Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra is together. They're a couple. Well, The Rock says that he's responsible for it because he worked on... what's the
Jumanji?
Yeah, but what's the other one he worked on? He worked on Jumanji with Nick Jonas and then with Priyanka on Baywatch. That's the other one. And he said that he put them together. And if they're happy, then yes, he is responsible for it. If not, he wants nothing to do with it.
That dude's in too many movies for me to keep track of.
He really is.
He's in this new movie, and it looks so stupid. It's involving a skyscraper where he's having to be security for this.
Enough. I mean, enough.
You know?
I get it.
You know what, though? Some people can't get enough of The Rock. They love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood has had enough of Rock. Trust me.
Yeah. So, Kate Upton, she is a very famous SI model. She's pregnant. And Tommy Hilfiger has actually asked her to continue modeling through her entire pregnancy, saying that we are all inclusive and diversified, and we're not just about 90-pound models.
Good. Good for them.
Yeah. Britney Spears, by the way, just had a wardrobe malfunction at one of her shows in Maryland. One of the girls made an appearance.
Oh.
She never stopped dancing. She tried to adjust it and like kind of couldn't make it work, but just kept going.
I had a wardrobe malfunction on vacation too. You know, like how your swimming trunks is held up just by a string pretty much?
Yeah.
The string broke. So when I was having to get back onto the boat, bare moon to like 20 people that was like with our group. And Sterling, bless his heart, he's trying to pull up my pants and cover my butt while I'm trying to get into the boat. Oh, man, full moon to everybody.
Yeah. Styles, can you go get the show sheets for me, please? Thanks, buddy.
All right, so what a tangled
web. I tried to
whisper
it to him, but he wasn't.
What a tangled web in Hollywood. Everyone's breaking up and making up with other people. Of course, we all know that Justin Bieber is now engaged. But G-Eazy was seen with somebody. Demi Lovato has a new boo. We'll talk about it all in the 7:30 Dirty.
Catch us up.
Yes.
Great.
Holy cow. All right. Thanks, Loren. Up next, we are going to play a round of Amazon Prime Price is Right. If you want to jump in, we don't have a prize for you, but you can jump in. We'll give you Roy's Amazon account number. You can go shopping if you win.
Yeah,
704-570-9595. Jump on the phone to play Amazon Prime Price is Right.
Hey.
Amazon Prime Day. It starts today at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So that's where you get great deals on stuff that you already get pretty good deals on.
Like Black Friday in July, you said, right?
Yeah. I wasn't a big fan last year, but they say they're redoing it this year, and they're really going to make it good. So
they promised Roy.
Well, no, yeah. Yeah, that's it. They called me up.
Well, let's play a round of Amazon Prime Price is Right, you guys. This is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin in Belmont.
Hey, good morning.
Now, this is going to be difficult because Amazon is already really low. So I can only imagine what an Amazon Prime Day deal is.
Mm.
You shop a lot on Amazon, Kevin?
I'm going to try to start.
Yeah, I would start today at 3 o'clock Eastern, yeah, 12 Pacific.
Go.
What the reason why we're saying 12 Pacific is because we asked what time it started. They said 12 Pacific.
Yeah.
That's my new time. Right now it's 3:39 Pacific. Everybody. All right, Kevin, good to talk to you. Our first caller, by the way, in 2 weeks.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm honored.
All right, here we go. Let's see. These are just some random items that we had the interns pull for us. This is the Amazon Basics 2.1 channel Bluetooth soundbar with built-in subwoofer.
Ooh.
Oh.
Amazon Basics. So it's their brand.
See, I feel like Roy knows the most about Amazon.
Yeah, just give us the price that you think that is. The Amazon Basics 2.1 channel Bluetooth soundbar with built-in subwoofer on Amazon.
$49.99.
All right.
I am going to say $89.
I was going to say $99.
And as you know, the Price is Right is built on coming closest without going over.
Yeah. Right.
Congratulations to Kevin. The actual retail price is $79.99.
Oh, wow. I was so close.
So y'all will be sending me that in the mail?
I wish. By the way, we came back to no new budget, so sorry about that.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how well you do on the next one, you guys. Loren, just back from Italy. It's the Breville ESP 8XL Cafe Roma Stainless Espresso Maker.
Oh.
I don't even know what that
expensive.
You know what an espresso is.
Yeah, I know, but I don't even know like how you'd even
like a
budget
coffee
for
machine.
That.
I'm
Let Loren go first
say,
on this, Roy.
$85.
All right, Kevin, you got a guess on the espresso maker?
$86.
Ooh.
I like the way Kev plays.
I'm going to go with, what'd you say, Loren?
$85.
All right, I'm going to go with $102.
See my arm shaking over here going up and down?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm
don't
trying
know.
To hint to you.
I don't
to
know.
Go up?
How? Way up?
Way up?
Okay, let's start at I'm going to start at
$350. $199.
The actual retail price is $197 Amazon.
We're way too low, way too high.
So Kevin got that one too, no?
No, you Kevin got that one because it was 86. He said you said 85, he said 86. Roy didn't give an answer.
No.
He 300. This is the non-prime deals, if that's right, I think. So this will be on sale today, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, let's try one more. Since we're having so much success on Amazon Prime prices, right?
Okay.
Kevin in Belmont, how are things in Belmont today, bud?
Hey, they're looking great. You know, my favorite sound clip is when you guys play that lady who says Belmont's the Valentine of gas.
We got it for you, bud.
We got that. We can give you that. Hang
you
on.
Want that? All right, here we go. This is from a bar somewhere up in Gaston County.
Belmont, the Valentine of Gaston County. Bitches!
So aggressive.
Still available. That's great.
Yeah, I got them all available over here. Okay, one more for you. Here we go. A ping pong table. It's weatherproof. It's foldable. It's got a adjustable clamp style net. It's got locking caster wheels. And it is available on Amazon. How much is a ping pong table, Roy?
Well, it doesn't sound like one of the cheapos. I'm going to go with $115.
I'm assuming this is a full-size table, so I'm going to go with $139.
Kevin.
I'm going to have to go with $199.
Kevin outbids all of you and gets closest again. The actual retail price is $399.
Gosh,
hey!
I don't.
We have a winner.
I don't know anything.
Kev, you watch a lot of Prices Right?
No, actually, I don't.
It'd be awesome if he's like, yes.
I've been in sixth grade for a while.
All right, congratulations, dude. And we don't have anything we can give him.
No, we don't. We have our love. We got our love.
You have our love.
The fact that we're back live, that's a gift.
We used to have an MRL show.
It was a pleasure speaking with you all this morning.
Thanks, Kevin. See you, buddy. We used to have MRL show gift bags we would give away.
Yeah.
We don't have those anymore. But honestly, we've taken up most of the budget.
Yeah, the Price is Right is a hard game. You know, Sterling, I don't think, knows a lot of about the prices of groceries. So he's always really shocked when I come back from the grocery store. He's like, how much did you spend? And I'm like, $120. He's like, what?
What did you get?
No, man, when you scan, that scan jumps up, too. I'm like, oh, good, I'm at $38. Next item scanned, I'm at $52.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, when we come back, by the way, once again, Amazon Prime does start today at 3 o'clock. Now, when we come back, I got to tell you, I ended up on, it was the strangest circumstances. There I was at a restaurant sitting with someone who wasn't my wife having discussion with her. I felt like I was on a date with someone who wasn't my wife. I mean, the conversation we were having when I left, I was like, oh, my God, I think I was just on a date and I'm married. So I'll tell you about that. Plus, we're going to tell you how you can find your beach. Thanks to our friends at visitflorida.com. Someone is going to win a trip this Friday. All the details coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Now, sponsored by Sycamore at Tivola, luxury living redefined. Sycamore at Tivola, a new gated apartment community offering move-in incentives up to $1,500, including a $500 Visa gift card. Schedule your tour, sycamore@tivola.com.
Roy just back from the beach with the message, put sunblock on, everybody.
Please.
We want to send you back to the beach again. Thanks to our friends at Visit Florida. They want you to find your beach with trips to Florida all summer long right here on the MRL Show. Head over to kiss951.com or click on the Kiss95.1 app. Then listen Fridays at 7:20 for your name. We call out your name, you go off to the beach. How beautiful is that?
Perfect.
All right. Why I was on a date, quote unquote, with someone who wasn't my wife in 3 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Yes, we are back live for another episode of the MRL Morning Show right here on Kiss 95.1. Thanks so much for tuning in. 7:20 this morning, your shot to get up close and personal with Charlie Puth, a concert experience that you can't buy. You could just win with the MRL show.
All you have to really do is know lyrics to songs, and it's the easiest lyric of a song to know. So it's super simple. We'll do that coming up here in about 30 minutes.
All right. So I went last week. I went to pick up pizza on the way home, and I didn't call ahead because I didn't have the number and stuff. And I really do honestly hate looking down at my phone when I'm in the car. I hate doing that. So I just like, forget it. I'll just go and I'll grab a beer at the pizza place and I'll wait for my pizza to be made.
Yeah.
So it's just me and I pull into the pizza place, make my order. And I don't sit at the bar because the bar is not very big at this pizza place. It's only like four seats and they were all full. So I sit at a table and I'm having a beer and I'm sitting at the table. And with that, this pretty attractive woman walks in. Oh, she makes her order and she turns around and she says, "Hey, mind if I sit with you and wait?" I was like, "No, feel free." So she's like, "What are you drinking?" And I was like, "It's a OMB Copper."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Is it good?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Mind if I have a taste?"
What? Oh, a complete stranger tried your beer.
Now, she's also wearing a ring, and I am too. I noticed that right away. I was like, "Did she think I'm single?"
Because
she's coming on really strong here. And you know what? I was okay with it because it was just like conversation, which you know I love.
Yeah. Right.
So she takes a sip. And then I jokingly am like, "Okay, can I get another one? Because you can have that one now. I don't want it back." And she laughs just like that, Lauren. I'm like, "Oh my God, we're flirting with each other."
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So she's like, "I'll get a cop or two." And she went up there and I'm looking at my watch. I'm texting my wife. I'm like, "Babe, I'll be home soon."
Oh,
the pizza's coming.
Boy.
Now, mind you, like, I don't feel like
necessarily texting your wife. She's like,
she's
like, "I know you're getting the pizza. Why are you telling me that?"
Right. So she comes back and sits down and, she's like, "Okay, you know, how long you been here? Where are you from?" I didn't tell her what I did or anything. We didn't get to conversation about work or anything like that. And we got talking. She was from Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and she just moved to the area. So she's like, "Is this a good pizza place?" I said, "Yeah, it's great." "How many kids do you have?" She had one. "How many kids do I have?" I was
like, "Wow, this is like a date."
I go, "I have one, but one's on the way."
Was that
and
her?
I laughed too, Roy, because I'm like, "No one's going to want to date me if I have a kid and one on the way." I was like hesitant to tell her.
Yeah.
I was hesitant to tell this woman.
You almost lied about your baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a baby due in like 3 weeks, maybe two. We don't even know. I'm hesitant to tell her because I'm on this so-called date. As we're waiting for our pizzas to be made. And I'll tell you what, it was just so strange, but the conversation just flowed. We definitely, like, just vibed with each other.
Yeah.
Then I finished my beer, and the guy comes over. You know, 25 minutes for a pizza to be made from start to finish. He comes over, and he brings the pizza, and she goes, "Aw."
What's that mean?
She was like bummed that I had to get up and leave. That like my pizza came.
Did you walk her to the door?
She goes, she's like, "Well, anyway, great meeting you." You know, and
did she have any idea who you are?
Well, at that point, I didn't say anything on the front end because I just want to have conversation. And sometimes if people know that you work for the radio show, they have questions about that. And I just wanted to have conversation like we had. And I wanted to pretend I was on a date. I don't know. It was very refreshing just to have conversation with someone, Lauren. I mean, I've been married for 7 years with Amanda for 9,
mm-hmm.
and I love every minute of it. But gosh.
You like it when the opposite sex gives you attention. You like that. That's like a fun little.
I think so. And I think she enjoyed it, too.
Right.
You know. So I said, "Hey, since you're new to town, put on Kiss 95.1 Monday morning. I'll be back. You know, we're live. We got a good show. You'll enjoy it." And I always try and compare it to a station where they've moved from, but
too.
I don't know any in Ohio. You know, Z100 in New York's easy.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, you have the stations there, but
yeah, I don't know Ohio.
Anyway, I said, you know, just tune in.
That's cute. I mean, did you kiss her on the cheek goodbye? Or?
We exchanged numbers,
and
I've seen her 3 times since.
There
is that
go.
Bad?
Yes, that's bad.
No, it was like I said, it was just kind of, I got in the car afterwards, and I'm like, "Oh, my God."
Yeah.
That was very datey.
I think I just kind of had a date with this woman, but refreshing.
Still to come.
Refreshing to have just normal conversation. All right, Lauren, you came back from Italy.
I did. And no vacation is complete without a huge hiccup, right? I'll just say this. My plane took off on Saturday, and my husband wasn't on it.
You love your husband.
I'll tell you what happened in 3 minutes.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So no vacation is complete without a big hiccup, right?
And especially when you go overseas.
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, we were in 8 different cities in 1 week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Good gosh.
So
all in Italy?
All in Italy.
Uh-huh.
So when did you have time to enjoy your vacation? Traveling every day.
Yeah. But, you know, you're in like one area, then you just travel to the other. So you have a home base. But if you've ever been left behind or lost on vacation, call us right now and let me know if you can relate to this, because my husband was not on my flight coming home. 704-570-9595.
Did you write that down?
I did, because we've been on vacation forever, and I was like, I'll get my husband's phone number again.
I knew you weren't going to have it.
Yeah, you never say the phone line, so even when I heard it, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. But, you know, we had this perfect vacation. We went to Rome, Salerno, Amalfi, Capri, all over the place. And coming home, everything went so smoothly. I'm like, great, we're good. Everyone's got their passports. We're going to have no problems going home. Well, when we booked our flights, we had to fly through Madrid. Coming home, we had a layover. And my husband, because he didn't book our flights at the same time that we did, was on a parallel flight. So, like, we were on one flight that left at this time. He was on another flight that left at the same time. We were supposed to meet up in Madrid and then all take the same flight back to the U.S. Well, Dallas's flight got delayed. So we're sitting in Madrid waiting for his flight going, what do we do? Do we leave him here or do we all miss this flight and try to travel together? But I've got cash at home. My mother-in-law's there. She's got to go home this morning. So I'm like,
you got to go.
I got to go.
You got to go. Yeah.
And you can't get in touch with him?
No, because he's flying.
<That's>
he's
a
in
nightmare.
The air, too.
So he has no idea.
No idea.
So when he lands, you're then probably in the air, and you can't even tell him what's going on.
Where were you? Where were you landing?
In Madrid. And you know I'm standing at the gate holding this plane as long as I can.
Senor Strager, please pick up the courtesy phone, Senor Strager.
Yeah. And, like, you know Loren probably always gets, like, the priority boarding or somehow. And, like, for once, the agents are like, that's odd. She's typically on the plane before everyone else. She's never group 9.
What's she waiting for?
I'm literally going, oh, we have someone in the bathroom. It's fine. He'll be here in a moment. And, so, like, 10 minutes go by. And they're like, we can't hold the gate anymore.
So you left and left him. Mm-hmm. You shoot a text message. So when he turns his phone on, he sees that y'all are gone.
I did. But then when he lands, I'm in the air.
Right.
And I'm in the air for like 8 hours at that point. So he's freaking out. I land in the U.S. to like 4,000 text messages. I'm like, oh, good Lord.
So how long did he stay in Madrid by himself?
He was there overnight, like a full 24 hours. They couldn't get him on another flight. I know.
Well, did he enjoy it?
That's what I said. I was like, did you leave the airport and like go to a bar or go check it out?
And?
No.
Hey, what?
He just stayed there?
He went to a bar inside the airport, but he was like, I just chilled.
They didn't put him in a hotel?
I guess it was like the next flight available, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have gone out.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, was he Tom Hanks in the terminal?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people in suits going like, he won't leave.
When did you get lost or left behind on vacation, even if you were a kid when it happened? 704-570-9595. We all know Macaulay Culkin made a living at it.
Mm-hmm. This is Caitlin in Rock Hill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us about the time you lost someone on vacation.
Yeah, so I was in middle school, and I was with my parents, and we went to one of the Clemson football games at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. We were riding the MARTA back to our hotel because we kind of stayed like a little outside of Atlanta to avoid, you know, traffic and madness. And my mom and dad and I, we were getting on the MARTA. So, you know, my mom went and she helped me on, you know, held my hand. And my dad, I don't know, taking his sweet time. And all of a sudden the door's like shut. And my mom and I are like banging on there. All of a sudden it just starts. And my dad's standing there. And he just like starts waving. Like, there was no. Like, my dad is the navigation of the family. Like, you know, he knows, like, he's an internal map. And then here's my mom and I, we know nothing. So we go the wrong way on the MARTA. he's at the right stop, like, trying to get a hold of us. All of a sudden, we get to our right spot, and there's, like, seven cops with my dad. And my dad's, like, freaking out, but, you know.
Wow.
He got left, but then my mom and I, we were the ones that got lost.
That is so funny. You left way before he did, and he met you at the location before you got there.
Exactly. But it was, you know, past midnight, and, I mean, we're, you know, downtown Atlanta.
Yeah. Not,
you know, pretty sketchy situation, but it was. It was funny.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Caitlin.
Thanks.
So is Dallas upset?
He wasn't happy, but, I mean, he understood why I left, but he was like, I mean, the other two could have waited for me at least.
Your mom and her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So everything else was good over there in Italy? You're tan as can be.
Yeah.
By the way, we got to get a picture of Roy's peeling sunburn and Lorenz tan side by side.
But yeah, no, it was great. I mean, Italy's beautiful. It's our like fourth time there. So we love it.
Let me ask you, you said you went to all these different cities. Is it easy to drive like going from like, you know, Charlotte to Ballantyne?
No. So like we were in Rome for a while. Then we had to take the train from Rome to Salerno. And then you take ferries to all these other like little towns.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So. Your vacation sounds awful.
But you have.
it sounds like the worst vacation. Right,
it's
too much travel.
It's too much.
It's a working vacation.
Yeah. And you laid everything out because you're the planner of the family.
Yes. I planned it from start to finish. Everything went very smoothly except for the last flight. Yeah.
No stresses. I mean, little stresses like
little things here and there, like you know where you're supposed to meet the boat and everything else, but nothing crazy.
Since you've been to Italy so often, do people recognize you? Do you remember you from restaurants and hotels?
No, but something kind of freaky happened where I was standing in my hotel lobby and somebody approached me with their phone and said, "Is this you?" And it was a photo of my husband, myself, and our son.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And Della's almost knocked this dude out.
Okay.
What,
explain that
real
quick.
I had a friend that had stayed at the hotel last year, and she had made friends with the bartender and sent him our picture saying, hey, they're staying here now. So he was trying to find us.
Oh.
Okay.
And he ended up to be very nice. He, you know, he took care of us at the bar.
Way less creepy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was like, why do you have a picture of my... First of all, why do you have a picture of my son was what went through my mind first, but... Yeah.
Wouldn't it be awesome if it was still from the TV show on TLC?
Ah, my big fat fabulous life.
Yeah, but they call it like something different in different countries. They're like, you know,
Fabuloso.
My big dancing queen. Welcome. Big dancing queen. That's not the show title.
I get you everything. I find you on Facebook.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
So if you want a chance to go have the up close and personal experience of your life with Charlie Puth, and we're going to make that happen. You get to get into an exclusive sound check session. We'll play a game called Finish the Lyric for your chance to win coming up in 7 minutes.
You got it.
Lake 85 in from Cabarrus County and 85 in from Gaston County. Typical delays and heavy volume. Traffic sponsored by Lake Norman Power Sports. Escape the everyday with a new Sea-Doo watercraft. Starting at just $53.99, visit Lake Norman Power Sports in Cornelius today, the number one Sea-Doo dealer in the Carolinas.
Thank you, Yankee Pete. Charlie Puth, we got this exclusive offer for you. It's an exclusive offer. You can't buy it. You could just win it from the MRL show. We want you to become like Charlie Puth's photographer when he comes to the Spectrum Center for his show.
Yes, it's called Finish the Lyric. All you have to do is listen. We're going to play this game, and it's very simple. Caller number 9, you're going to play. And if you win, because we're going to do a big grand prize, you get to go to this photo pass area.
That's right.
The press pass.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't. This is the type of stuff, like, money cannot buy.
So we'll have 5 opportunities for you all week long to play Finish the Lyric, to win your way in to see Charlie Puth, and then one winner, like Roy said, is going to take photos of the man himself, Charlie Puth. Do you guys think you can finish this lyric?
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.
704-570-9595. Finish that lyric. Call now. Caller 9. Good luck.
The Manny Roy.
We got your tickets to win your way in to see Charlie Puth at the Spectrum Center on Friday, July 27th. But we're going to even do one better.
Yes, we're going to get you in for the ultimate sound check experience, which includes tickets into the thing called the Golden Circle. I don't know much about things in life, but I want to be in the Golden Circle.
If it has to do with gold, we're all in.
Yeah, this is the area where you actually get up close and personal, and you're able to take pictures of Charlie while it's happening. And like Roy said, you're on the other side of the barricade. It's an exclusive. All you got to do is finish the lyric. Megan in Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Megan. Now, we're going to play the song for you one more time, and then we want you to finish the lyric, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. All right.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.
Go.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
But that's right! Yes! Congratulations! We are going to get you into the show to see Charlie Puth, Haley Steinfeld, PNC Music Pavilion, Friday 27th. You're also in that running to be qualified to win the ultimate sound check experience, where you get into the private photo section where you'll be able to hear the sound check and see him up close.
Snap away.
Snap mm-hmm. away, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Hold on, Megan. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, you guys. Make sure you're listening. I would say maybe around the 6:40 time.
Perfect.
A little earlier.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Demi Lovato's been a busy girl. She's been seen with two new boos in a week. So she was seen holding hands with G-Eazy, leaving a nightclub in Hollywood at about 2:30 a.m. And then she was also linked to Ruby Rose on Vin Diesel's yacht as well. So
maybe she's in a polygamous relationship? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it sounds right.
Remember we found out?
How about this? How about she's just dating?
Polyamorous. How about she's just dating?
That's another
good question.
Justin Bieber's jeweler says that he put a lot of thought into Hailey Baldwin's ring, that he didn't just, you know, pick something. He saw all the details, put a lot of thought into it. And then Justin Bieber and Hailey also made the news again when they posted a picture in the hot tub, locking lips, and John Mayer had a few words to say about it. He said, interesting dynamic that there's a photographer in your hot tub. He must feel like a third wheel.
I saw that picture. Scooter Braun put, how come no props to the photographer? So I wonder if maybe his manager took
it. Yeah, I'm sure. Cardi B says that there will be no photos of Culture, at least not until the baby is 6 or 7 months old. She's been offered $100,000 and higher for photos of the baby, but is not interested in releasing those photos as of now. Kim Kardashian's mom, Kris Kardashian, she's of course known as the Momager, and she was on Objectified. Have you guys ever seen this show? Harvey from TMZ sits down with these big stars and basically goes through their life. Well,
no.
She... told us that she almost lost her leg when she had a tumor.
The technology in those days was they couldn't tell if it was cancerous or not until they got in there. And if it was, they were going to have to amputate. I didn't really understand at the time the impact of what was going on around me and how lucky I was to have survived that.
I also saw she's told him that she had no money after the Kardashian divorce.
Well, she also opens up about her affair that broke up her and Robert Kardashian. So we'll have that audio for you in the 8:30.
All right, let's play Can't Be the Rent, 704-570-9595. It's been a while, y'all, but she actually has 13 wins.
Ooh, an unlucky 13.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, call now, take her down.
Hey.
On this where, Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now, who doesn't love a good cinnamon roll, right?
Ooh, well, I love it.
Kiss 95.1 is going to be at Cinnaholic in Indian Trail this coming Tuesday. That is tomorrow from 12 to 1 to help celebrate their one-year anniversary. Because it's a one-year anniversary, there's going to be $1 cinnamon rolls and lots of great prizes.
Do not be ashamed to admit that you're a Cinnaholic.
No.
Also, the Kiss 95.1 Pet of the Week brought to you by Social Pet Hotel and Daycare. Make sure you visit Kiss95.1.com to view the North Mech Animal Rescue Pets ready for adoption. That's where I got my baby girl Callie from. Such a great rescue.
Tamara and Gastonia ready to play Can't Beat Loren in 3 minutes.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss95.1.
Tamara, welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Loren on our first day back. Yay. Let's see if you can break my lucky 13 win streak.
I don't know. I'm praying for questions unanswered too.
All right, let's see how you do.
All right.
Throw her out of the studio so we can throw you a $100 Dunkin' gift card if you beat her.
Sounds great. I love Dunkin'.
All right. Get out, Loren.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio, and she is gone. So only we can hear the question.
You should see how tan she is. All right, here we go. Question number one. Serena Williams continues to build her legacy as she made it to the Wimbledon finals on Saturday after having a child. What sport would Wimbledon be?
Tennis.
Hmm. Question two. Justin Bieber may be engaged to Hailey Baldwin, but he still has a tat of which ex on his arm?
Selena Gomez.
Kendall Jenner may be Harry Styles' ex, but she still supports him and even came to one of his shows, which sparked up romance rumors again. Harry was part of what boy band?
Oh, gosh.
Three.
One Direction.
All right, question number four. Congrats to Cardi B and Offset, who welcomed their first child named Culture. True or false, they had a boy.
Oh.
Question five. Britney Spears kicked off her Piece of Me tour and suffered a major wardrobe malfunction. Which NSYNC member did she date back in the day?
Justin Timberlake.
Good job.
Mm-mm-mm. Wow.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Tamara got them all correct. I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
And you didn't hear, but she gave out a huge woo!
All right.
All right, Tamara, let's see how she does. Keep quiet. Don't help out. Studio audience, please. No yelling out.
Yeah.
Serena Williams continues to build her legacy as she made it to the Wimbledon finals just months after having a child. What sport is Wimbledon?
Tennis.
Justin Bieber may be engaged to Hailey Baldwin, but he still has a tat of which ex on his arm?
Selena Gomez.
Kendall Jenner may be Harry Styles' ex, but she still supports him and even gave him a standing ovation at one of his concerts recently, which is sparking up romance rumors again. Harry was part of?
One Direction.
Congrats to Cardi B and Offset, who welcomed their first child named Culture. True or false, they had a boy?
False.
Question five. Britney Spears kicked off her Piece of Me tour and suffered a major wardrobe malfunction. Which NSYNC member did she date back in the day?
Justin Timberlake.
Loren, up against Tamara from Gastonia, you got them all correct. It's a tie.
Tamara, you at least got them all correct.
I know. I'm still good with that.
All right, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today.
My name's Tamara. I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her.
You sure can. Thanks for playing.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Tamara and Gastonia doing the Gas House proud this morning. There you go.
Still to come.
All right, we got that War of the Roses for you. Find out why Cody tells his girlfriend Paige he's a, quote, caged animal. Why is he a caged animal? What's going on in their relationship? It's a War of the Roses, and it's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Biscuit, made fresh daily till 10:30 a.m.
I got two words for you, Loren. Push, present.
Oh, yeah. You're on the clock, buddy.
I am on the clock. Any ideas?
I think you should just go to Diamonds Direct and let them help you out with it.
I'm sure they have something huge going on.
They do. They have this unbelievable sale. Practically every ring in the store is marked down this Friday through Sunday.
Yeah, it's an unprecedented multi-million dollar ring sale. And believe me, the MRL show, we spent a day there one day and watched Loren try on almost every ring in the store. And each one was more beautiful than the last, but also affordable.
Yes, very true. And right now, all those affordable prices, they have even more special prices for you. Extra savings. It's the best deal of the year.
Plus, make sure you take advantage. Special financing up to 48 months. It's the best weekend of the year to buy a ring. If you've been on the fence, now's the time.
Get off that fence.
Come on into Diamonds Direct from the fence. And your friends from the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Yesterday, I could not get cash into his...
Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters with the War of the Roses.
Paige, what's going on with your boyfriend, Cody? What makes you think that he's cheating?
I mean, we've been dating for 4 years, but, like, he has, like, a secret life because, like, he has two phones and, like, he won't let me use one of his phones. Like, he won't let me, like, just, you know, check it out and stuff. But, like, the other phone, like, he's, like, totally, like, leaves it around all the time. So, like, I don't know what he's hiding. I don't know. And sometimes I feel like he's distant, so.
Are the two phones, is this a new thing?
I only noticed it, like, after, like, a year into our relationship that he had two phones. So, I mean, I don't know if he's always had it. I don't know. I think initially I just thought it was, like, a work phone.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm like, maybe it's not a work phone, you know?
If he sends it to you, do you still want us to push and figure out what's going on?
Yeah. No, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll call him. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi there. My name is Andy. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm looking for Cody.
Yeah, Flowers for You.
Yeah. Hi, Cody. How are you? I actually have some good news for you. We're doing an Insta tag contest. You've seen them on Instagram before, correct?
Sure.
Well, one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we picked your name for you to send a beautiful dozen red roses to someone that you love free of charge.
You guys got my number and everything?
Yeah, we contacted your friend who tagged you, and then they gave us your information, so.
12 free roses?
Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. They're very romantic.
Okay, and I don't have to pay, like, shipping or anything?
No, I don't need a credit card or anything like that from you. They are free of charge. We just ask that you share our company.
Okay, cool. What's up? Sorry, I can send them to anyone.
Uh-huh. Do you have someone that you're romantic with? A boyfriend, girlfriend you'd like to send them to?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
What would that person's name be?
Tina.
Okay. And I also have a romantic card to go with Tina's roses. What would you like to put on there?
Oh, cool. Hey, babe. Miss you so much. Can't wait to see you tonight.
Okay.
Did you mean Paige? Because that's who you're seeing tonight.
What?
Cody, that's Paige, who thinks she's your girlfriend, but you're seeing Tina tonight, so maybe you want to explain. You're on War of the Roses with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
War of the Roses.
Do you know what that is? Do you know who we are, Cody?
It's like one of those like cheater shows, like one of those type things.
Yeah,
that's right. I'm Steve Harvey.
Oh my god.
Who's Tina?
A friend of mine.
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
And you're seeing her?
And you called her babe?
Yeah, I did. It was not any of your business.
I don't understand. Like we've been dating for 4 years. Like who's Tina? I don't understand. Like this, like I thought we were closer than this, and like I knew there was something with your two phones. I bet it wasn't even a work phone.
Don't be naive. Like I told you the way I am. I told you from the very beginning. You can't put me in a box. I gotta roam free. Like this is just me.
I mean, is this how you're going to be forever? Like, I don't get it. Like, you just want to have multiple... Is it just Tina, or do you have multiple girlfriends?
I'm so confused.
Here's the thing. She came to us for answers. We're trying to find answers for her. Clearly, it seems like you're cheating.
But I'm confused. Yeah. It sounds like you were pretty upfront with her when you guys started dating. I mean... She thought that you guys were moving past. You've been together for 4 years. I would assume I was the only person that you're with, too.
This is just who I am. Like, I made it very clear. I can't be put in boxes. I'm like a wild stallion. I got to roam free.
Are you serious right now?
Jeez.
I mean, Paige knows nothing about that. You've been with her for 4 years, bro.
Listen, Paige, it doesn't even sound like Cody can form a sentence, so I'm not sure how you're dating him, but...
You like to day drink, Cody?
No, okay.
All right.
Me. You don't know me, all right? Mr. Radio guy, you don't know who I am.
Yeah, I'm so sad that I don't really know who you are. You sound like somebody I'd really like to get to know.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
Back live from vacation. Coming up just after 8, Roy was in Punta Cana. And got a really bad sunburn. But, Loren, that's just where the fun starts. Wait to hear what he did to avoid walking around so that he didn't have the pain of the sunburn. We'll do it after 8 on the MRL Show.
Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It's Yay,
we're back live.
That's what I was going to say. You were going right to work.
I was, man. I was ready to tease and promote a contest.
There you go.
I was like, yeah, we're back, people.
I never missed a beat.
Yeah, I'm a broadcast professional.
You really are.
Screw the fact that we've disappeared for the past 2 weeks. Old news.
Hi, I'm Roy. Coming up. Actually, coming up in about 60 seconds, Roy's going to tell us about his little faux pas on his vacation.
Yes. But listen, we have a game called Finish the Lyric. If you want to win tickets to see Charlie Puth and Haley Stenfeld at PNC Music Pavilion Friday 27th, all you have to do is finish the lyric. Also, you'll be qualified to win the ultimate sound check experience. You'll get to go into something called the Golden Circle. It's a photo pass area up close near Charlie Puth, where you'll be able to put in an ear monitor and hear Charlie warm up, and you'll also be able to meet Charlie before the show. So make sure you're listening tomorrow morning, 6:40, for your chance to win with Finish the Lyric.
We are back from vacation. Loren, back from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
When did you get back in town?
Saturday afternoon.
Good for you.
Yeah, aren't you guys proud of me? I didn't drag it out until Sunday at like 9 p.m.
Very, especially because it's international. We're very proud of you.
Loren likes to use every second of vacation up on vacation.
I do.
So good for you. And Roy, you went to Punta Cana.
Yes, the Dominican Republic. I had a great time, except on Monday, my second day there, I ended up getting really, really bad sunburn. Probably the worst sunburn I've ever had in my entire life.
So you didn't work into it where, Loren, people say, like, before you go and get into the Caribbean sun or the Mexican sun where it's a little worse than it is here, because you're closer to the equator, as
stronger,
you know.
Stronger, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To you get start working on a base, buddy.
Didn't have that information.
Okay.
That information wasn't readily available to me.
Okay.
I just showed up with sunblock and then a dream.
Here I am. Casper.
Yeah. There he is, reflecting the light.
Pilots flying over Punta Cana was like, it's a strange light down at the Hard Rock.
Can you have them flip the mirror over? It's reflecting right into my eyes.
Nope, that's Roy. That's Roy.
That sucks.
I got bad sunburn.
Belly, back.
It was on a
probably
little bit of my belly.
I think, right?
My shoulders got hit the hardest. The worst. I had like sun blisters, which I've never experienced that in my life. It's the worst thing I ever went through. And so I was in a lot of pain. So I then made the decision from that day on, from Monday on, because I was there for the rest of the week, I'm just not going to ever get into sunlight. Like, I'm just going to forever, for the rest of this vacation, stay in the shade.
That sounds difficult, being in a tropical climate.
Well, Loren, I made arrangements. So they had a golf course at the resort. So I went to the golf course, people, and I rented a golf cart to drive around the resort. So when most people go walking or they take the trolley system they have at the resort or the transportation system, I'm just driving around a golf cart because I never wanted to be in the sun. And I was in a lot of pain.
So did people think you worked there?
Probably. And like at one point I was
a giant flag. Like.
Yeah.
And at one point I was contemplating like being the Uber of the resort to see if people would pay me to take them back to the
room. So was Sterling like embarrassed or was he all on board?
I think he was all on board, man, because you know, when you're at such a massive resort like that and you have dinner reservations, you have to factor in like a 10-minute walking time because everything's really far away. I'm like, no, we got the golf cart, baby. We hop on. We'll be there in 2 seconds.
I like the idea that you wanted to be the Uber for the hotel so that you could make up the cost of your vacation. That was very, very...
I gave some people rides. I did.
Did you?
Yeah, some people that I met that I knew. Like, I ended up getting resort buddies, and I'd see them. I'm like, hey, hop on. Where are you going?
Charge them? Trade? Like, was there a trade of anything?
There was, Loren. But yeah, there was.
Alcohol, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Was it the big, long, multi-person golf cart?
The
bus golf cart?
That would be awesome if I had, like, the limousine of golf carts out there.
And you were just by yourself?
No, it's just me, man. But everywhere we went to, because I refused to get in the sun, I wanted to be in shelter, I drove to the beach, I drove to the pool, I drove to the resort main clubhouses. I would never...
Did it help?
You see how white I am now on my face? Like, I lost all tan that I had. And then there's also this, like, adult pool, which I did not know was a topless pool. until it happened.
But hence the name, probably.
Yeah. But I didn't know that. I just thought it was like a place for 18 and older to hang out. But it was very shady. Again, that was probably a sign of what was to come. But I was like, this is the pool for me, man. I'm going to relax in this shady pool. And then I realized that, oh, everyone's, this is a different type of pool.
Yeah.
And I stayed because it was shady. Yeah. I was like, I'm keeping my shirt on. You ladies can do whatever you want.
Loren, I love the fact that Roy was driving around on that golf cart. And I just picture, like, you know, people stopping him.
Oh my gosh, almost
can
running.
Can I get more towels?
Yeah.
Thinking that you work there.
Not knowing how to operate it, so like I'm slamming on the brakes, burning tires at the time.
Burning out.
Like almost backing in and running into people. Because it's a walking resort, and then here comes me flying through.
Sorry, it's my first day.
Like, what does that have to do with the golf cart?
Yeah, I got Sterling operating the right and left turn clicker.
Oh.
Yeah, that was his job.
You're using the blinker?
Yeah.
That's so funny. That sucked, though, that it was your second day, because then it kind of throws a wrench in your plans for the rest of the week. Like, you just had to go hide from the sun.
I did. Yeah, I was in a lot of pain. But, you know, listen, I told other people this. It was the best place to be miserable. It really was. For me to be miserable, okay. It was. Because
it's a silver lining, for sure.
Yeah, it was the best place to be miserable. So, it was a lot of fun.
Somebody sent a message that said when they were in Punta Cana, they broke their leg.
Ooh. That's not good.
Yeah. Fell down the steps.
And I was kind of worried because with my sun blisters, if they pop, they can get infected. And I was like, well, I know, I'm so sorry. It's 8-11 and I just said that. But like Dominican Republic ain't like America's hospitals. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the type of medical.
But I mean, you're talking sunburn.
Yeah, but being the fact that he's never had a sunburn like that before, like he was probably putting so much aloe on it that it was blistering even more.
Oh, we definitely did. I didn't know that either. See, guys, I had no information because I was coating my body with a thick layer of aloe. But evidently that makes it worse. It keeps the heat in.
Yeah.
So you have to put it on and off. You have to let it breathe a little.
Doing it all wrong.
You know, let's just go back to vacationing together so I can guide you through life.
We need to. And then at what point
Sterling's African-American, so it's different for him entirely.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know the rules about what white people do with sunscreen. He doesn't have to deal with that.
Well, he should still put sunblock on.
He put it on the right way. He put it on 4 times in 4 hours, right?
Right. But if you look at my back, it's a graffiti. Clearly, we didn't rub it in.
I know. Yep. We've got to get a picture of that. I refuse to leave here today without a picture of that for our Instagram.
And please, for God's sakes, put more than 15 on next time.
Yeah. There's like this one white layer on the back of my back, the rest of the red.
We have so many stories from vacation to share with you guys, and we'll do it all week long because there's another story where Roy had the cops banging on his door in the middle of the night.
Right. That's what we thought. That's what we thought.
You thought you were getting thrown off the resort.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not the gayest, friendliest island. So we thought for sure the people figured out we were gay. They're coming to get us.
And so they barricaded themselves into the apartment. They're not coming out without a fight.
I totally missed Sterling that.
Sterling was prepared for the fight or flight moment. It was a whole thing.
We'll discuss that. So much more to talk about. But we do want to hear from you guys. Gosh, it's been 2 weeks. Get on the phone with us. Holler at us at 704-570-9595. Your vacation was going great until blank. That'll be the question that we throw out there. Like, Roy's was going great until the sunburn. Lorenz went great until she ditched her husband in Madrid and flew back to the States alone.
Sorry, Dell.
Everybody's got a story. 704-570-9595. You got it. Melissa, Marie, and Ashley, you guys hold on. They all have stories about their vacation was great until blank happened. We'll take your phone calls coming up in 3 minutes on the MRL Show.
Summer. Let's go.
This is the MRL Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Oh, man. I make one move, man, and like I see
a cloud of skin.
A cloud
dust.
Of skin just flies up. I move my shirt just slightly, and I get hit with skin.
We're gonna have a side by side of Lorenz tan and Roy's sunburn up at the MRL Show on our Instagram and Twitter. You can go check that out. Coming up here in just a second. Your vacation was going great until what happened, Roy?
Sunburn. The worst I've ever had in my life.
All right, let's get through these calls quick, and then Loren's going to update us on the dirty. So much happened while we were on vacation. Mm-hmm. Melissa in Charlotte, hi.
Hey, you guys. Good morning.
Good morning. What happened?
Okay, so I was in Colorado at the beginning of June, and my fourth day into the vacation, we got hit with a hail size of the size of tennis balls, the worst storm in 20 years. And it hit on the southeast side, and guess which side of town I was staying on? And it pummeled my rental car, and it, like, shattered the windshield and, like, the whole, like, front end and the back end, and, like, the whole roof and everything.
Were you got the insurance.
Yeah, well, I called them the next morning, and they said they don't have a shop in Colorado Springs. So I had to drive that car an hour and a half north to Denver, where the shattered windshield. You should have saw the looks I was getting on the highway.
Were you driving the car, Melissa, when you got smashed? When the hail came?
I had to drive. No, I was not driving.
Okay,
it was
2 o'clock
in the morning. Yeah. It was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Thanks, I just Melissa. Imagine her, like, head out the window like Ace Ventura.
Trying to see. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, man. This is Ashley and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. So I got married at the beginning of April, and my husband and I actually went to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic as well. Ooh. And I fell down the stairs and severely sprained my wrist 3 months later, and it just now started feeling better.
Oh, man.
Sorry to hear that, Ashley. Thank you for the call. Roy, were you on the ground floor?
No, I was on the second floor, but I took the elevator.
Because that's the second incident. Somebody called and said they broke their leg in Punta Cana on the steps. And
yeah.
I have reason to believe it's from Roy's suntan oil.
Right. I was just walking around leaking everywhere.
Jennifer on line 3 says she was run over by a golf cart in Punta Cana.
Coincidence?
With some guy who looked weirdly red. He was like a red lobster driving down.
Can you push down Marie real quick? Because it's a...
That's still not fixed?
No, it's still not fixed. And by the way, our studio is supposed to be remade.
Oh,
that
yeah,
never
happened.
Hi, Marie.
Hi.
Welcome back from vacation. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. By the way, as much as we were on vacation, y'all were too. Now it's back to work for you guys with the phone calls and the being involved in the show. So
tell us what happened on your vacation.
So my best friend and I, we took a road trip from Myrtle Beach all the way to Toronto. And just imagine little white girl, big African-American girl, like we were totally, it was different. So anyways, best friends, we got to Toronto. We spent an entire week there together. And, you know, by the end of a vacation, you're just tired of being with one person. So I looked at her. I'm like, hey, let's spend one day just have like a me day. Like, you go do your thing. I'll go do my thing. She's like, great, but do not lose your room key. I was like, okay, that's fine. Can I use your car? Because we only had one car. It was a road trip. She was like, that's fine. She's like, I'll use the transportation system because she liked that kind of stuff. So how about I did lose the room key, got back to the room, and she absolutely would not let me in. It took her like a minute. Like, I had to convince her who I was. And then when I got in, she was flipping out. She had gotten lost in Toronto that entire day. She ended up in Chinatown, and she had bought like all this Chinese stuff, like Chinese noodles, Chinese. She was like, this is to remind me of why I don't go anywhere without you. I couldn't read anything. I was in Chinatown. I was like, there's maps that tell the Chinatown is here. They have like different.
It was a disaster. Your friend and you had a disastrous Toronto trip, and it's because you lost your key and she got lost.
Yeah, she got completely, and it was in Chinatown, so she said that nobody understood what she was saying, and she didn't understand what they were saying.
Thanks, Marie. It's like if someone messes with your phone and changes the language.
Yeah, you don't know how to get it back.
You can't figure out how to get it back. It's impossible. Jeez, we're right up against the clock, Lorraine. Can you do a quick dirty?
Sure.
I mean, okay.
There's always time for the princess,
okay.
Please.
All
right. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I mean, so much happened while we were on vacation.
I know. And now Meghan Markle's dad is saying that she looks terrified in every video and photo that he sees of her. And he hasn't spoken to his daughter since the royal wedding. And now he has a message for everyone involved.
My message would be, I love you. I miss you. I'd like to put our differences behind us and get together. If I had a message for Harry, it's get over it. I'm your new father-in-law. My answer to the royal family is that I'm Meghan Markle's dad. We're just a family now.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. He reminds me of Michael Lohan. Back in the day,
yeah,
Lindsay's dad was
always
involved and always in the press.
For sure. And then Kim Kardashian's mom, Kris Kardashian, was on Objectified, and it's where they take a deep look inside celebrities' lives. Well, she admitted to the affair that broke her and Robert Kardashian up.
I married Robert when I was 22 years old and I got pregnant on my honeymoon. I had the happiest life you could have dreamt about. When you're in something, sometimes people think the grass is always greener.
And you had an affair with a soccer player.
I did. One of my biggest regrets in my life is that that marriage fell apart.
I thought it was Bruce. It wasn't, though, huh?
No. Mm-mm. Soccer player. And Mandy Moore says that she is going to be working on new music. She posted a snippet on Instagram. Yes. So we won't just be seeing her on This Is Us anymore. She's going to be giving us new music this summer.
Great. For the younger audience, she was a singer before she was an actress.
Yeah, remember Candy?
Yeah.
I love that song.
I do, too.
All right, that's your dirty.
We got to get intern Dovey in here. He's got something on his arm, and he's not happy about it. And from what I understand, you guys, he lost a bet to his girlfriend, and that's why it's on his arm. Let's discuss coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, want it?
Intern Dovey's in the studio. Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Good. What did you do during break? Did you come in here? Did you work at all?
No, I had to stay in Boone. I worked. My birthday was on Friday.
Oh, happy belated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good time. Just hung out with friends, caught up with them, and kicked back. So.
Looks like you did more than that.
Yeah. You came into the studio this morning, and we noticed something on your arm, and I thought maybe it was like a, I don't know what that was.
It looks like paint that's been erased or something, or like you got paint on your arm and you tried to like get it off.
A really specific tan line. If you think of it in that perspective.
What's going on with your arm?
This is a henna tattoo.
You got a henna tattoo?
Yeah. So
where do you even find henna these days?
It's like a temporary tattoo that it's like they stain your skin, you know, it gets in there. But yeah, my girlfriend and I are just really competitive. And one day, I think she just caught me saying the word like too many times. You know how you use it as filler?
Yeah.
Like this, like that. And so she was like, I bet you I can say like less than you to try to get out of the habit. Gave me a month. I failed. So I had to get like tattooed on my arm. But
say like?
Yeah,
Hannah?
It says like, so it's extra lame.
I just took a picture of it. We'll put it up at the MRL show.
But yeah, the woman who was actually doing the henna, she was just so bored. Nobody was coming in, so she was just like adding on to the design.
You just said it again, by the way.
Oh, dude, I know. It's a reminder every time I look at it.
And so you're gonna have a whole sleeve pretty soon.
Yeah, I know. A whole like sleeve. Just
and I would have been so annoyed if she kept making it more elaborate and bigger, I'd be like, I lost a bet. Stop.
That's enough.
I mean, here's what I want to know. Did your girlfriend go around like keeping track?
Yeah, she kept track.
That's annoying to me.
I forgot about it. So I wasn't keeping track. And then she was like, here you go, dude. And I was like, oh my gosh. Because we make so many bets. We're just so competitive. It's just
so
happened.
So after a month, how many times had you said like?
I can't remember. Like over 100.
Easily. I feel like you're over 100 in here.
Right. But actually, I mean, I don't know. I've been kind of enjoying it, though. I was like, you know, this is some good real estate here. I might
want to
invest.
You think you'll get a real one?
I think I might get a real one. The more you kind of just get used to it.
You should just turn that henna into real ink.
Just put it right over.
And get get your like on your tat.
That'd be hilarious.
What is this for? Like, I like to say like a lot.
Yeah, so like, you know, it's like, you know, things like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
What else are you and your girlfriend competitive about?
Man, I don't know. Well, we play words with friends a lot.
Really?
Yeah, still.
I thought the app died years ago.
Right. Still on.
We've heard of this new thing called Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Occasionally, we whip out and play Angry Birds from time to time.
All right, so words with friends.
Right. So the last one, I think we were just chilling out. It was like Saturday afternoon. We were really bored playing words with friends, and she was like, dude, you want to bet? And I was like, what do you want to bet? And she's like, well, okay, loser buys a hookah. I'm like, I don't even smoke hookah. That's fine. Let's go. But I'll take you on because, you know, that it makes the game way more interesting.
Yeah.
When you get so used to playing words with friends over and over again.
Well, when there's money involved.
But when there's money involved, that's the one game.
I get it, man. I went to the casino during vacation. I had a whole different experience.
Oh, yeah.
I felt the bug.
Put the dollar on the line.
Yeah.
If you remember, Roy was also quote unquote playing the stock market before he left for vacation.
Hey, and I'm doing really well with that too. I'm on a lucky streak right now. I don't want to ruin it.
I see a pattern here.
We also mentioned that like the government said that, you know, gambling can be legalized in every state. Uh-huh. You know, it's up to the states. And Roy's like, please get into, like, if I would go to football games.
I would. I'll get into sports if it's legal to gamble. Well, dude, your girlfriend sounds awesome that you guys have all these competitions and
It's intense. It's a lot. But she's better than me. It's interesting, though, because we're pretty balanced. Like, she's better than me the half of the things that I like to do, too. So
what? Anything going right now?
Nothing
competition
yet.
Competition-wise, no, nothing.
This, she's pretty happy about this. So.
Yeah.
But
how long do you have to keep that henna tap for?
It's going to last probably like another week, depending on how well I take care of it. So I've just been scrubbing it, trying to get rid of it as fast
alcohol.
As possible.
If you rub it with alcohol, it'll come out faster. So.
Let's work off of Dovey, though, you guys. And we would love to hear from you. Like, if you and your significant other are as competitive with each other as Dovey and his girlfriend are, our intern, give us a shout. Like, what couples bet do you guys either have going on right now, or did one of you lose? 704-570-9595. My wife, Amanda, is big on being right. So she's always like, let's go Google it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, our latest argument was whether or not Dean, who's 5, is old enough to brush his own teeth. Because he does a great job. I've seen him do it. He gets in there. He brushes. He does.
Sure.
He does better than I do. So I said, hey, you know what? Amanda, in like 5 months from now, we could probably just send him into the bathroom. And she looked at me like I was nuts. Because I've never been to the pediatric dentist before, but she has. And he says, along with the other doctors, like maybe 9 or 10, you start.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Well, that wasn't like me then.
That nine seems a little helicoptery.
No kidding. And that's what the book, so we Googled it, and sure enough.
9 or 10?
Like, that's what the, you know, the FDA or whoever it is. The
At 9 or 10, my kid's going to know more about math than me. I think I can go brush his teeth.
But they're gonna lose their teeth anyways at the beginning. So like,
okay, that's a thing too. But one of Amanda's friend's kids had to have a cavity drilled, and
I had a root canal on a baby tooth when I was little. Yeah. My husband calls me Candyland. Okay,
so now maybe you see 9 or 10's not so bad, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, my wife was running around the house, so excited. She's pregnant, you know, 38 weeks pregnant. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, I'm right. So she's competitive too.
Right.
But we want to hear from you.
704-570-9595.
Thanks, Dovey. Go scrub that thing off.
No problem.
Now it's your turn.
So our intern Dovey, tells us that he's wearing a henna tattoo with the word like on it because his girlfriend says he says the word like all the time. And Dovey, being the competitive person he is, says, well, if I don't say it, you know, more than 100 times, then I don't have to wear this henna tat. And sure enough, he said it over 100 times. So they went and they got the henna tat.
So did you ever like lose a bet to your significant other?
So many significant others are competitive with each other. 704-570-9595 at the MRL Show, Instagram, Twitter. You can get to us. Tell us your stories there.
This is Josh in Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I, we've been dating for quite some time. And then throughout our relationship, we've had a lot of bets on how long our friends' relationships will last. And that has been, like, throughout all our friends, that probably has been around close to 20 different relationships. One of our friends has gone through 5 different relationships during the time we've been dating. So
wow.
I think she's won more of them, but I've repressed most of my losses.
So what are you guys putting up on these bets?
We don't really have, like if you lose, you have to buy me dinner, but that has occurred.
Are you there?
Most of the time, the relationships have been for a while, and then, like, suddenly they would, like, our friends' relationships, suddenly they would break up, and then we'd be like, oh, remember that time we made a bet against their relationship?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we, like, try to recover what months we put in for that.
I mean, everyone really kind of does that secretly.
Thanks, Josh.
But it's cool that you actually do a bet. You actually bet on it.
Yeah.
I mean, because we all, like, we even do that about the Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson thing.
Oh, for sure.
But no one in here put money on the line.
No, in fact, that's, like, we've been gone for 2 weeks, and that's only grown harder.
I know. I thought for sure by now that it would have been broken up.
No. Like, in fact, I saw over vacation that she came out and defended Pete's comments about, because he made some off-center comments about the bombing at her concert, remember? Before he knew her.
Well, she was also defending Bieber for his quick engagement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, we'd love to hear from you guys. You could get to us at 704-570-9595. Tell us if you're a couple and you guys bet with each other. What's your current bet? And I wonder who out there had the most embarrassing worst bet. 704-570-9595. While we're waiting for calls on that, can I also share with you something? You know, I went to one of those big box electronics stores when I was on vacation, and I witnessed the employees doing something that kind of freaked me out. And I'm like, should I even be seeing this?
Oh, good God.
I'll tell you about it coming up in 5 minutes.
Scarlett, check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We are home to giving you the hookups for whatever big shows are coming into Charlotte. The next big show is on July 27th. That is going to be Charlie Puth. We gave everyone a suite to go see Sam Smith. Roy, you were there.
Oh, yeah. It was a fantastic time. Great time in the suite.
And so Charlie Puth comes into town, and we say to ourselves, what can we do to make this experience really, really cool, something that money can't buy? And we figured it out.
So what we're going to do is, of course, give tickets to the show, but then you're going to be qualified to win the ultimate sound check experience where you'll be able to put like an ear monitor in and hear Charlie warm up, which is really cool. Then during the show, you'll be able to go into the photo pass section right up next to Charlie Puth and kind of be his own kind of photographer, be like the Kiss 95.1 reporter.
Yes.
Taking photos.
You'll be closer than us.
Yeah.
We really will be. This is the best way to see a show. Charlie Puth, all you have to do is finish that lyric. It's a game that we're going to be playing tomorrow morning at 6:40 in the morning. So make sure you wake up early for that.
Jennifer in Pineville, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. So we were talking about our intern, Dobie, who got a hen attack because he lost a bet to his girlfriend. Do you and your significant other do bets against each other?
Not all the time. We're kind of good with each other like that. But I did make one bet for him one time because I love square dancing. And so I found a local square dance group, and I was going to go, and he was like, oh, you want to dance with all the hot young guys? You know, just kind of making fun of me.
Are there hot young guys at a square dance? I mean, maybe I'm missing something.
So I looked him in the eye, and I said, if there's anybody there under 40, I will give you some moving furniture. Mm. And he said, okay, fine. And so I went there, and there were two people that were 35. There was a married couple.
did he cash out on his bet?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of a win-win for everyone either way.
Yeah, that's awesome. Square dancing. I had to do that in like the third grade.
We had to
do square dancing classes.
Yeah. Homeschool pastime.
And it's cool though because it's like take your lady by the arm. Take her back behind the barn. I don't know. I mean,
No. Did you learn it in the school system? Did they teach as a class?
Really?
School group, yeah.
Yeah, like I remember like school, I remember elementary school did teach you some weird things. Like they taught us how to use chopsticks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Sterling, my boyfriend, is like, I never was taught how to use chopsticks in elementary school. And I'm like, hang on. If Roanoke, Virginia in the Blue Ridge Mountains can teach a country boy how to use chopsticks, like what's going on there?
I know. But Jennifer, you know what happened? Like somehow the Roanoke County School District got hold of like millions of chopsticks. And they're like, well, no, we do use the teaching utensil.
We got to do something. We no longer serve Chinese food during lunch.
There you go. Thanks,
Jen. We played the recorder. You use Chinese or chopsticks.
Chopsticks, yeah.
Everything in Pineville's good. You know, we've been gone for 2 weeks, Jen, so we're catching up.
I love Pineville. The bars are great.
I know. Downtown Pineville is a really cool area.
I don't know if I've ever been to downtown Pineville.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's beautiful. It's a small little... It's the American town, if you will.
I'm making that my goal this week.
Yeah. Yep.
Pineville. Come to Pineville. I'll be there.
Yep. There you go. Thanks, Jennifer. Yeah, in between the train tracks and 521 is beautiful, beautiful downtown Pineville.
They got this little area.
No, not 521. South Boulevard. Sorry.
Yep. And they got this area behind the downtown where I like to go fishing. It has this beautiful pondish area.
Hmm. I love going, like, I'll go up to Saluda is where, up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. It's where I meet my mother-in-law when we hand Dean off to her because she lives in Johnson City, Tennessee. So I'll go to Saluda. Hendersonville, I love. So lots of cool cities.
Hendersonville's good, yeah.
They do the Christmas lights, right?
That's McCaddenville. Ah. McCaddenville.
By the way, I was reading something that says Greenville, South Carolina, is becoming
awesome.
A baller city.
Yep, yeah. It's the new Asheville.
Yeah, and like they're grabbing tech companies and stuff too.
Yeah, but it's beautiful. I want to do a weekend getaway there.
Oh, you know,
What you thinking?
I wanted to tell you what I saw at the store, but I also am a little irritated. What were we supposed to do on Saturday? Speaking of getting out of town,
oh, we were supposed to go to the lake.
Whose lake?
We're supposed to go to Nicole's girlfriend's mom's lake house.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever reach out to her and ask her if that was happening?
Well, I didn't hear back. I didn't hear if that was concrete or.
See, I heard she just didn't. She wanted everyone to go together. So.
What's the story? How come we didn't go to the beach on Saturday? Because I got a different story from you. And I don't think the story you told me is true.
Oh!
I told you that I went home to my mom and my grandma, and my whole Instagram story the whole weekend was at home with my mom and my grandma.
Come in here for a second. I'd rather you be on the microphone in here.
What do you
mean? Because that's not what she told me.
That's not what she told
you? I don't want to say a lie. Something happened, but I want to get her permission before I say it.
Okay.
Do you not want me to say what you told me about your dad or no? Can I say that?
I don't have to go into detail,
but you told me.
I wish people could see her face.
Oh my gosh, you don't know how to text. I asked you a question about my dad and something that's that he's going through for you to know, but not once did it ever relate to the lake. Why don't you read the text messages, buddy?
Okay, he's giving back.
Like the two different conversations at two different points in time.
I love it.
Oh, crap. When did we text?
I feel like things do get lost in translation with Manny via text, because Manny and I have had like huge arguments about what have happened.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Because, no, he asked about the lake, and you were right, because I was under the impression that when we go, like, I wasn't bringing you guys each there individually. Like, we were all going to go as a show.
Together, right?
And then it just so happened that I know you were out of the country, and you were just coming back from the country, so I was like, okay, well, Manny's not going to want to go if it's just, you know, me, my girlfriend, her mom, and his family. So I was like, well, we'll wait until the end of the show.
No, I would have been perfectly fine with that.
Well, that's fine, but, you know, I wanted the whole show to be there.
I know.
And so...
But now I'm screwed because Amanda's due, like, now 2 weeks away.
Yeah, you can't get a lake.
Anyway, I have to apologize. I thought you told me that you were going to be with Dad.
No.
And
I was
then
going
I
home.
Look, so imagine this. I'm thinking that she told me on Tuesday when I said, what's the plan for Saturday? Lake's still a go. She says, can you all do next weekend? I have to go home to South Carolina this weekend for my grandma. Okay. Then after that, she goes into a thing about her dad.
Yeah.
And so when on Friday, when I'm thinking about this and Saturday, I'm like, geez, we should be at the lake today at Nicole's girlfriend's mom's house on beautiful Baden Lake. Right.
Yeah.
But she's supposed to be with her dad. But she's not. She's with her grandma.
So you're like, oh, something's up.
In South Carolina. Why? I'm like, if she didn't want us to go, then she could have just said, like, hey.
He thought it was a whole fabricated story.
Right. I'm like, she lied and said she had to be with her dad for, like, a specific reason, but she's not.
Nicole's... This just goes to show how dramatic he is.
Right, because I also think Nicole's the type that if she didn't want us to go, she would have zero issues being like, guys.
Oh, no, if I needed a weekend away from you guys, I'd be like, hey, I'm not texting you. We're not going to the lake. See you Monday.
Yeah, I think she has zero issues telling us that.
Yeah. All right, okay. That's fair. I thought
I went home, and then, I guess I have two homes, because my mom's in South Carolina, dad's in Raleigh, so, like, when I say going home to dad, that's Raleigh, going home to South Carolina, that's mom. Yep.
But you are going home to dad.
Yes.
At some point.
Next month.
Okay. And the funny thing is, y'all might not even know this, I mean, Roy and Lorendu, you guys might not, but when Nicole goes down to South Carolina... What makes it different than when you go anywhere else?
You've told this, though.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, each time it gets, like, harder and harder because there's either a new tattoo or I have to, like, plant, like, my head. Like, my hair hasn't been shaved in, like, a month, y'all. This is, like, the longest I've ever gone.
Yeah.
And it's to cover up the fact that I even have an undercut. So hopefully Grandma won't notice.
Grandma doesn't know you have tats.
Grandma doesn't know I'm gay. Grandma doesn't know I've been in a 3-year relationship. Grandma doesn't know
with
I have
girl.
Tattoos.
Nicole goes home in a long sleeve turtleneck with her hair down.
Yeah, and so, like, that's great. Like,
Nicole looks like it's a Little House on the Prairie walking in.
And, like, to the point where my ex-boyfriend's DMing me, like, oh, that's the Nicole I remember. And I'm like, boy, bye.
Oh, my God. Like,
picture 2009 pink. That's Nicole with the haircut and the shaved head and the tats.
And, like, my mom, like, my grandma doesn't live in Asheville or the mountains. She lives in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
So it's, like, 105
degrees.
Yeah,
it's, like, so hot. And, like, another thing, which, like, growing up in the South, like, sometimes to save money, you don't have the AC on super low. So there was no AC. They're just fans.
Oh, that's miserable. I'd have checked into a hotel.
So, like, my mom and I was like, Mom, we got to go to the movies. Yeah. So, like, we went to the movies so I could, like, shed a layer.
Oh, my gosh.
Does grandma ever say, like, Nicole, why don't you take something off?
Well, no. And that's another thing. Like, why are you not worried about me that I'm in black on black on black? Three layers in the middle of July.
Because that's what she wore in 1920. She thinks it's still in style. She doesn't know any different.
Sweetie, put a shower cap on if you're going to go in the water.
Yeah, so she peeped a little bit of my undercut and just, like, stared at it. You know, grandma's the most shade. Mm-hmm. You know, just, like, staring at you, judging your entire life.
Well, this kind of happened while we were on vacation, but Big Brother started. There's a girl on Big Brother that is... Nicole, like a spitting image, Nicole. Tattoos, shaved head, pretty much the same personality.
Yeah.
It's like I'm watching Big Brother, and all I keep thinking of when I see this one girl, and I'm like,
is it the athlete?
And she is an athlete. Yeah. I'm like, that's Nicole. Like, Nicole is on my TV right now.
But it's not like celebrity, right? She's not.
No, she's not a celebrity. Yeah, it's just the new season. Mm-hmm. It's the 20th season of Big Brother. So you got to watch for yourself.
I will.
You got to watch to see you.
It's, watch and see if you like it. Because if you don't like
it. Yeah, what if I hate it?
I know.
Because that's you.
I had somebody tell me that like, I reminded them of, Chris somebody. He's an actor who did, like, a lot of movies.
Not Hemsworth.
No.
Speaking of shame.
No, not Hemsworth. Elliot. Chris Elliot. You know
Who's
this guy?
That?
I don't know.
Chris Elliot.
What year did he do movies?
90s. Oh, yeah. Back when I was 2, probably.
That doesn't look anything like you, bro.
Somebody told me I looked like Chris Elliott.
I'd say you're closer to Hemsworth than that guy.
He was in Something About Mary. He was the friend in Something About Mary who broke out.
Yeah.
Well, and that guy's...
No.
But he's like, Chris Elliott's hilarious. You're just like him. And I'm like...
Maybe it's the personality.
What? Anyway.
You're right. Nothing like
Will you ever tell grandma? Thanks, Roy. Will you
you're
ever
Sean
tell
Spicer.
Grandma?
No, let grow. I mean...
Yeah, no, at this point, like... Because, I mean, my mom knows everything. My dad knows everything. Like, it's not that... I mean, it sucks because, in a way, it's like, I want to share... Like, I love my grandma.
Sure.
You know, like, I have a great relationship with my grandparents, and I wish I could share that part of my life.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, my relationship with my grandma is more important, especially, like, her in her 90s.
Sweet.
You know, like, I don't want her to stress over something that she just doesn't know about because
she wasn't,
you know, it's not...
Right.
You know, so...
One last thing. Grandma passes away.
Oh, my God.
And she will. We all do. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on a second. This is going to be this is a great question. Are you going to the funeral?
Tats out, hair up.
Are you?
Are you?
How disrespectful.
At least with the wear the Little House on the Prairie dress one last time.
I mean, I don't think my mom's going to tell me to cover up.
Would you bring your girlfriend? That's even more shocking.
No.
Okay. You were, all right. Just asking.
I don't know.
I know, right? You got to think about that stuff.
I don't want to.
Aw.
That's complicated.
But she's in her 90s.
Yeah. I'm ready to say goodbye. Leave that alone.
I know we got to go to break, but like one thing when I was in the closet, I got to ask you if your grandma does this. But when I was in the closet, every time I take a trip or do anything fun, something that straight people always ask is who you were with. And you don't know my friends, but you still want to know who I was with.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? And it's like, why do you care to know who I was with? Does your grandma do that? Like, if you're like, oh, I went to New York, she goes, oh, who'd you go with?
Yes.
Right.
But she asked that, but Lauren's my roommate. So,
Lauren chased some men while you were up there.
Does grandma
gotta be
try
careful.
To, did she ever try to, like, hook you up with people?
No. No, when my grandfather was alive, he would always ask, like, when are you getting a boyfriend? Mm. And, you know, the same, like, oh, I don't have time for men. You know, that was my excuse my whole life.
Look at you, so feminine.
Yeah.
Grandma's saying all things.
I mean, hair's down. But, like, my grandma once thought my best friend was my boyfriend. I was, like, showing her, because I make calendars for my family, and I had a picture with my best friend who had short hair, you know, kind of looks like has the Bieber haircut.
Right. Yeah.
And she goes, oh, you got a boyfriend. And, like, before I could say no, I'm just like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Just go with it.
Well, Nicole, there's a Halsey's coming. Do you? But you don't know. You don't want to go see her. She's nothing like you.
She's a bit funny, you know. What does that mean?
All right, go to break.
All right, I got it. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I'll share the story with you, because I don't know if you guys ever witnessed it, but I went to a big box store and all the employees were doing something, and I'm like, I don't know if I should be seeing this. I feel like as a customer, I shouldn't have witnessed what I just saw.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll tell you about that bright and early at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
You gotta get.